Okay, today's daf is Challah, daf, mem, test, the final daf here in Maseches Challah, before we start B'ez Hashem next time, Arla, and we are on mem, ches, amid beis, in this amazing four-perek Masechta of Maseches Challah. So this last mission in Maseches Challah discusses all different stories relating to someone who didn't do something, lechatchila, and what the Rabbanan's reaction was. So we spoke about people who brought challah inappropriately from Chutz La'aretz, people who brought truma. So the next story we're going to talk about, the Anshei Har Tzvuim, they brought Bikurim before Shavuos v'lo kiblu mehen. And then there's another story in the Mishnah that the Gemara does not quote here, and that is that the Ben Antitus brought Bechoros, Yosef HaKohen brought Bikurim in the form of wine and oil. That's what the Mishnah said on Mem Zayin Mabez. And Velo Kiblu Mimenu, they were not ready to accept it. They weren't accepted right? Because you don't bring wine and oil, right? You bring, when it comes to Bikurim, you bring the fruit, right? You don't bring wine and oil, right? From the Shiva Samidim, we know, even though we had a machlokas about Trumas and Maisras, that we've mentioned very often about the machlok, Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam, and maybe even some that say Maisra Sheni is different, and the Ravid. But everybody agrees that Bikurim is Shiva Samidim. That's Beferish in the Torah. So, but the Mishnah said that it's the Shavas Minim as fruit, but you can't squeeze it. So that's what our Mishnah said. When Yosef HaKohen brought oil and wine, heavy bikurav, right, even this Kohen, right, a Kohen generally has to separate Shumas and Maestas because they keep it, but here he brought these bikurav as wine and oil, v'lo kibbalim menu, they were makabalas. So ask the Gemara, isn't this so sar, right, five lines up at the bottom, Memchaz Mabez, isn't this so sar, Mishnah in Shumas? Taman Tanin, we learned in Shumas, ein mevi'in bikurim, don't bring Bikurim, and the Hemshech of the Mishnah is, you can't bring it as Bikurim, as Mashkin, as liquid, except Shemen and Yayin, except oil and wine you can bring. So oil and wine you can bring, the Mishnah in Trumas, and our Mishnah says you cannot bring it. So answer, Reb Hila B'Shem Reb Elazar, Keni Mastisa, maybe that Mishnah is Ein Osin Bikurim Mashkim. That's talking about, everybody agrees that you can't, the Yisrael that brings Bikurim to the base of Migdash cannot squeeze it beforehand and bring it as oil and wine. What are we talking about there in that Mishnah of Trumas? Once the Kohanim get it, are they allowed to squeeze it? If the Kohen gets grapes as Bikurim, is he allowed to make that into wine? So that Mishnah says yes, wine and oil, but he can't make pomegranate juice. Right, ein osin Bikurim Mashkin afilu misha zachu bohen bialim. Right, you can't make them into liquids. The other five, right? But you can, but regarding the Yisrael, our Mishnah is about what a Yisrael could do. Never, no liquids. What's that Mishnah Truma is talking about? Once the Kohen get this, could he then squeeze it? So only by wine and oil. Says the Gemara, beautiful idea, but it doesn't work. Because we have a Braisa that says, Beferish, otherwise. Vatani, Darach Bikurim, Mashke Lavian. If somebody crushes and presses their Bikurim to bring, Binayin lahavi. How do you know that you bring that tamalamar tavi? So it's a befeirish brisa that says that you do bring the bikurim even as liquid. Answer: Tiftar shalikton mishar rishon amanas kain vikan lo likton mishar rishon amanas kain. When you harvested them, did you already have wine and oil in mind? If when you harvested these olives and grapes, you had in mind the whole time that you're going to make it into oil and wine, then fine. Then we say that you're allowed to, and that's what that Mishnah is about. That's what that Mishnah is Trumas. Our Mishnah is where you did not have it in mind when you harvested them, and now all of a sudden you were going to have them as grapes, then you decide, no, I want to make them into wine. You can't switch that. You can't switch that because that would be lowering the status. It's a fruit of Bikurim, and now you're lowering the status. That would not be allowed. Okay. We continue next. Af hu he'ala ezbanav. Now we get to the last story. The last story back on Mem Zayin Mabez, what was the story? Yosef HaKohen brought his family up for Pesach Sheni, what's called Pesach Katan in Yerushalayim, and the Chachamim did not let his family, and as we'll see specifically, his wife, bring a Karban Pesach Sheni. Shalo Yikava Hadavar Chova, the Mishnah said, because they didn't want it to be set as Chova. They didn't want it to be set as Chova. They didn't let it. Again, Pesach Sheni, as we always like to talk about, is a musr of an attitude that in life we have to be, as I like to call them, Pesach Sheni Jews. The Alama Nigara, many of the Bali Musar talk about, the attitude of a Pesach Sheni Jew is one that says, okay, I'm putter, I know I'm exempt, but I don't want to take no for an answer. I don't want to be left out of the mitzvah. I want to do the mitzvah. I, I want to be part of it, right? And this has been connected to Maseches Challah. We mentioned recently that one should never try to make small doughs in order to get out of the mitzvah. Remember, we had a machlokas tanoim, Rabbi Kiva, the Tanakama. If somebody has a tamei dough, so is it better just to be mafresh challah, regular size, be mafresh challah betuma, right? Have tamei challah, and that's the mitzvah, right? Challah Torah, challah tamei. Or better to do it in small doughs, so you never get to the chiv of challah, so there's never challah tamei. So Rabbi Kiva says, don't do it small. It's a mitzvah, it's afrasha, right? You can't do it. So you don't get out of the mitzvah. So here too, the Pesach Sheni message is that, right, Lama Nigara, even they were involved in one mitzvah, generally, right, the case of the, who are these Pesach Sheni Jews? Remember the Gemara talks about in Masechet Pesachim. Maybe they were those that were Osek in a Tamei Mace. Maybe they were those that were Osek in Yosef's bones. Whatever it is, they were Tamei because they were doing a mitzvah. Right, so and they said, we don't want to be left out. We don't want to be left out of this defining carbon of Karban Pesach. So that's Pesach Sheni. So here too, he brought his whole family for Pesach Sheni. They were Tamei on Pesach Rishon. So what happened? So the question is, what's the issue? Why would they be refused? It's Pesach Sheni. We know Pesach Sheni is halacha. Many details about Derech Rechoka in Masechet Pesachim, in the second to last parak in Pesachim, talks all about Pesach Sheni. So why would the Chachamim have refused allowing Yosef HaKohen and his family to bring the Korban Pesach? Va'asya kamanda amar pischan shal nashim rishus. It must be going like the opinion. We're about to see a brisa with three opinions. It must be like the opinion that says that women's obligation in Korban Pesach is not. There is no obligation. Even Pesach Rishon, women have a choice. They could volunteer. Even Pesach Rishon is a Rishus, so Pesach Sheni is not even allowed. As we're going to see the reasons for that, that's what the Mishnah must be going like. There's going to be 2 days in the Gemara, but the first day of the Gemara is that our Mishnah, which didn't allow, right? Yosef HaKohen, what was the problem? They didn't want his wife. They didn't want to let his wife to be part of Korban Pesach. Why not? Because this Mishnah is going like the opinion that Korban Pesach for women is totally voluntary, even for Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is therefore one notch down, as we'll see, and then it would be usser. It would be usser. So where is this? So now the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Tani. So we have a Braisa with three different opinions. The third opinion is going to be the one that relates to our Mishnah, according to this Deya. So Tani says the Tosefta Ha'isha. Right, this Tosefta is, as you see, Tosefta Pesachim Paraches, towards the end of Pesachim, and it's also Pesachim Sadi Aleph in the Bavli. Ha'isha Osef Pesach Rishon La'atzma, a woman or women can make Pesach Rishon La'atzma for themselves. What does that mean? There could be a whole chabura of women. You're not supposed to, the Mishnah tells us there in Pesachim, you're not supposed to have Korban Pesach for one person. Right, generally you eat a kezias, and you have to split the animal amongst a number of people. What if there's a person who says, I know there's a teenage boy who says, I can handle a whole sheep myself. I can do it. Not supposed to. Not supposed to have one person in Pesach. We have groups, right? We have menuyim. So, says this first opinion, women could be in their own group. Hosef Pesach Rishon La'atzma. They can have their whole group of women in Pesach Rishon. V'hasheni tfeilu achirim. The Pesach Sheni is one step down, so there they're not mechuyev, but they could be connected to a men's chabura, as long as there are men in the chabura, so the women could also be tafel. Tfeila l'acherim div Rabbi Meir. So Meir says, mechuyev number one, rishus number two. That's Rabbi Meir's shita of women's Pesach Sheni chiyev. What would be the... it says that Sheni Tfeila L'Acherim, right? The Samachronim say that we must be talking about Shabbos, right? We'll see if that why that is. Reb Yosi Omer Ha'isha Osef Pesach Sheni La'atzma Afilu B'Shabbos. Reb Yosi says no. A woman can do Pesach Sheni even just women and even on Shabbos, which means you can't volunteer to do a malacha on Shabbos. Right, can't volunteer. There's no Nedarim and Nedavos on Shabbos. So if women weren't obligated in Pesach Sheni, so then they wouldn't be able to bring it on Shabbos. So Reb Yosi, by saying that they can bring it even on Shabbos, Pesach Sheni, when the 14th is on Shabbos, so that is Reb Yosi Shita, Veitzarach Lomar Rishon, and Veshor the Rishon. So far, what do we have? Two Shitas. Rabbi Meir, women obligated Pesach 1, voluntary Pesach 2. Reb Yosi, women are obligated Pesach 1 and Pesach 2, just like men. right? They're equal in that regard. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, third shita, ha'isha osa pesach rishon tefila la'achirim. Even pesach rishon, they're only voluntary. So because of that, once you get the second one, ve'in osa pesach sheni, then they can't go to pesach sheni one less. And what if they want to? What if they want to try to? If they're appointed, if they're part of the group, no, it's ki'ilu, they're not part of the group. Ki'ilu, they're not part of the group, they're not lemenuyim, and therefore they can't eat from it. You're not allowed to eat without the being appointed. So three different shitas, are Meir, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And the first day of our Gemara is that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar, who says women are not allowed to bring not allowed to bring Pesach Sheni. That's our Mishnah. That's why they didn't accept Yosef HaKohen, didn't allow his wife to bring it. So what's the svar? My time, what are the sources? So we're about to call Psukim. We're about to call Psukim in the Gemara. But it's interesting, I saw the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has a comment where he says, I don't know, maybe this is a Shas issue. The Gemara is about to quote specific psukim by Karim Pesach to say this is the source. But the Chassam Sofer says maybe this is a Shas issue. Maybe it's totally in a machlokas or Bishmol or Rabbi Akiva that comes up in a number of places in Shas where they have a machlokas whether something is allowed or obligated. Right? The pasuk says by a Kohen's relatives, lo yitama, he should become tame for his relatives. Is that can or must? Sota daf gimel. Is that can or must, right? Rishus or mitzvah? The Chassam Sofer asks. Rabbi Kiva says it's we pass like Rabbi Kiva, right? Mitzvah, mechuyev. Rabbi Shmuel says rishus. V'chein b'kama mekomos says the Chassam Sofer. What do all these have in common? If you look at all of the examples of the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, mashma davar shehu. This is Chassam Sofer. Davar shahaya meharaui shelo lasos v'hatora kasav lasos. Something that should have been usher, but the Torah matters it. So how do we understand that heter? Is that an allowance or is that an obligation? So for example, Goal Adam, me'asvar shlo yamas harotzeach. Somebody killed by accident. So he's not chayimisa. Right? He's not chayimisa. What happens if he leaves the ear miklat? The Torah says Goal Adam kills him. Is that allowed to kill him or obligated to kill him, right? V'atara kasav lahamiso, yesh lomar shurushus ba'alma, right? Or so some say that it's obligatory. So that is, right, an example of something that this should have been usur, but the Torah allows it. How do you understand that? The yesh lomar also, v'chein Thomas Kohen likrovav, Thomas Kohen, right? He shouldn't be able to become tamid. The Torah allows him to become tamid to his krovim or mandates him to come tell me to his krovim. V'chein hacha. So says the Chassam Sofer, I would have thought that this machlokes, this three-way machlokes, right, whether women are obligated in Pesach Sheni, right, would be connected to this general yisod, and it fits in. Why? Kar banchu mitzvah saseh shazman grama, shemisvara chitzona asura li'isha lahachmer lavichulun lazara. I would have said a woman cannot bring Pesach Sheni, because maybe it's a chash chulin bazar. It's a mitzvah says man grama. So maybe they're not obligated. Maybe they're not obligated. The Torah gives an allowance. So is that an allowance or is that an obligation? So that's the Chassam Sofer says, I would have thought that this issue that our Gemara brings up is a general shas issue, the one that comes up with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva v'chulu. But our Gemara, l'chora, doesn't assume that way, because our Gemara quotes specific psukim as the makar. So again, remember the three shitas. Rabbi Meir says, women are obligated in Pesach Rishon and voluntary Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yossi, women are obligated even in Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds women are even voluntary Pesach Rishon and usur to bring Pesach Sheni. Right, and that's the day of our Gemara. So, my time, your mayor, let's see the psukim. What's the svara? My taima, remember, taima in Yerushalmi is source. My taima, your mayor, ish se lebeis avos. Right, that's the pasuk. Pasuk in Parshas Bo. Ish se lebeis avos. So, we're going to darshan. What does that mean? That's the beginning of the tzivu of Karim Pesach. The pasuk says, "Daber al kol adas bnei Yisrael imar be'asar lachodesh hazeh." On the 10th day of the month, v'yikol lochem ish. Everybody should take the Karim Pesach 4 days before you need it. Ish sela ve'savos sela boyas. Right. So what does that mean? We darshin im ratzu sela boyas. What does that mean? Numerous times in halacha, we find the word bias referring to as one's wife. Right. Beso zu ishto. right? We say on Yom Kippur, v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso, for himself, and that's why we know a Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur, right, in order to achieve kapara for Klal Yisrael. Beso zuishter, so we darshan in this pasuk, which the Mefarshim point out, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, the fact that women, or Meir says, the fact that women are obligated in Pesach Rishon, we know that from a different pasuk. It says, b'michsas nefashos, all souls are obligated in Pesach Rishon. So this pasuk, ish selabes avos is extra selabayas. So what's it? It must be teaching me something about Pesach Sheni as follows. Imratzu selabayas. For Pesach Sheni, if they want, they can bring a sheep for their house, which means for their wife. That should be Meir. Pesach Rishon, mechuyev. Pesach Sheni, voluntary. My time is Rabbi Yossi. What about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says, mechuyev even Pesach Sheni. Men and women are equal in terms of the chiyev. Ish se lebeis avos. The pasuk says lebeis avos, the house of your family. Avos sounds like your family. So if your relatives have to bring a karban Pesach, kol shegein lebayis. Your wife is the closest, right? Closer than your children is your wife, right? Ishto kagufo, baal ki ishto, right? So you're right. You might say, yeah, but a wife isn't a blood relative. Your children are, right? That has nafkaminas for Yerusha, baba basra. Right, Yerusha is daraisa. Baal yoresh isto is a machlokas, whether that's daraisa or rabbanan. And some say because a wife is different. On the one hand, she's the closest out of any relative. She's not a relative; she's a wife. On the other hand, she's not blood. But in any case, the Gemara assumes here that the wife is the closest. That's what it says. Ish sela vesavos. If you're vesavos, if your family is included in Karan Pesach, kol shegein lebayis, surely your bias should be included. So that is, meaning your wife. So that's number two. My time with Rav Shimon Elazar. Why does Rav Shimon Elazar say even Pesach Rishon women are not obligated in? They have an option Pesach Rishon, and then therefore they have an iser Pesach Sheni. Ish velo isha. So we darshan from the pasuk ish, right? So there's ish selabes avos, ish velo isha, and we darshan, therefore she shouldn't do it, as we will talk about. Again, the fact that generally, right, this is a, let's just keep reading, I guess, and then we'll come back. Ma makayim and rabbanan, what are the rabbanan, what do the first two shitas do with that pasuk of ish? They don't exclude isha, ish velo isha, so what do they do with that one? So they say ish prala katan. It excludes a katan. It excludes a katan, meaning a katan is not included in Karban Pesach. So the Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim asks the obvious question of, you need a pasuk to exclude a katan from not doing a mitzvah, right? And most a katan is going to be chayiv in a mitzvah, midrabanan, mitam chinuch. But he's not going to have to do it. So why would he even need a pasuk to exclude, right, ish prat l'katan? You could say ish prat l'katan by ishus. Kikach ish, so you could say al katan cannot get married. But here we're talking about a chiyuv, chiyuvim of a mitzvah. Is there any reason that you need that? Says Tosas, Tema, Sadi Alef and Beis Pesachim. Amai Yitzchak Kro, v'kaim alon ein shlichus l'katan, and he's not included. V'yesh lomar. So he discusses what would be the havav. Oh, I'm sorry, the wrong Tosas. That was about shlichus. Tema, Amai Yitzchak Tehechan Metzinu Shachayev Katan Mitzvahs. Right, there's two Tosfos ishes here inside Alpha Base. So why do you need an exclusion that a katan would be excluded from Karban Pesach? You know what Tosfos says? Oh, what happens if a karban, this is a classic bar mitzvah drasha. What happens if a katan becomes a gadol between the Pesachs? Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? So that's the chiddush of the pasuk. He does not. Because he was mufka in Pater by Pesach Rishon, and Pesach Sheni is a makeup, so he wasn't mechuyev at T1, he's not mechuyev at T2. Maybe that's what the Pazik's teaching me. Dizrach lekatan shehigdel ben shnei psachim. Desakad adachamina dechayev lasas Pesach Sheni. Kamashvalan desheni tashlumin derishon hu, and therefore he doesn't have to do it. There is an amazing Rambam that Reb Chaim talks about. The Rambam says that ger shen is gayer. Bein Pesach Rishon l'Pesach Sheni. V'chein katan shehigdel bein shnei psachim. The Rambam does not paskin like that day of the Gemara and that Tosfos Svara. The Rambam says if a katan, if a kid has a bar mitzvah between the two Pesachs, like a week after Pesach is a bar mitzvah, Pesach Sheni is a gadol, chayavin lasos Pesach Sheni. He's chayiv. And a ger, he's chayiv. Meaning he does not paskin that Sheni is tashlum and derishon fully. But then the Rambam, okay, that's fine. He could argue. But then the Rambam adds one more line. And what if he took part in Pesach Rishon? He was part of the Chabura. He was part of the Chabura, and he ate a Kzayas. V'mshach to Allah v'Rishon, Patur. He's Yotzei. How are you Yotze? Right? If you did a mitzvah biptur, if a person does a mitzvah when they're in a state of shote, right? They're not Yotze the mitzvah. Somebody's in a state of shote and they eat matzah. They're totally out of it. They're not Yotze. So here the Rambam says, Vimshachtu ala barishon pater. Right? Asks the carbon, the Kesef Mishnah. Ikalametak. Ata katan bar chiyuva upiturahu. What is it talking about? How is that? Opir, of course, the Mari Kirkus, the Rachmana, who's on the bottom here, to keep in the Rachmana, Rabbi Elikatan, Shishkatu Allah, Umamanin also, Niftahu Bakachman Hashani. What's he driving at? Reb Chaim also on the Rambam, and this Rambam discusses it. You're right, the Katan doesn't have a Chovas Gavra to do the Karban Pesach. But there's a concept of a group by Karban Pesach, Minuyav, appointed people part of the group. And as we've said, sometimes karbanos are about the karban, not so much about the person, right? It shall be eaten, not that you shall eat it. So that's true. We say karban pesach is different because you have to eat el kazayis. But there is also an element separate from the chovas gavra. You could have a kiyum. He did a kiyum hamitzvah that's recognized even to araisa, even though he doesn't have a chiyuv. And that's something that we have often. Women doing mitzvah zeh zman grama, right? What are we talking about here? Right? A woman sits in a sukkah. She makes a bracha according to Ashkenaz and Kazan Machlokas. Tosfos in the Rambam. What do you make a bracha on that? Rambam says, no, you can't say Vitzivanu. Commanded? Right? Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you can say Vitzivanu because men are commanded. Right? We as a Jewish people are commanded in this mitzvah, and I'm going to do it. So that the woman sits in a sukkah. So that's a kiyum ha-mitzvah, even though there was no chiyuv ha-mitzvah. So l'chor, it seems like from the Rambam that a katan also could do a kiyum ha-mitzvah that's recognized even to Araisa, even though there is no chiyuv hamitzvah. Maybe it's a unique din by Karban Pesach, right? Maybe it doesn't apply to other context of Peturim, but this is, again, a katan is recognized. Remember, there's a shita of Bali Tosfos also, that if you have nine people, a katan could hold a chumash, and he could count as the tenth person. Can he count or he cannot count? Oh, if he holds a chumash. What does that mean? Right? So obviously, he's recognized. He's recognized as bringing the Shechina to be able to do that, right? The Svardim, the Halacha Lamaisa, they do Zimun with Ketanim. They do Zimun, a Din Rabbanan. Zimun is a Din Rabbanan, but they do Zimun with Ketanim, right? So obviously there's a certain level of Ketanim, right? A Katana that it was Higiyah Lechinuch. It's interesting, but so we know by most mitzvos, that even if you're not Mechuyev, that you could still do it. But anyway, so let's get back to this, and I'll mention more about that. So what do the Rabbanan do with Ish Velo Isha? They do Ish Prat Lakatan. So that is day number one of the Gemara. So what is our Gemara? Our Mishnah, that the Chachamim did not let Rav Yosef HaKohen's family do Pesach Sheni. That's because they held like this third shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that a woman is, even on Pesach Rishon, it's an option. So Pesach Sheni, which is an extension of an option, That's going to be chulun bazara, right? You can't do that. You can't just bring a voluntary karban, but you're going to bring a voluntary animal. That's not even right. So that's the language of the Mishnah of Shli Kavachova is not really dafka according to this opinion. But now we have number two. Amar Reb Yonah, afilam anta Amar Chova. Reb Yonah says no. Our Mishnah might even be like Reb Meir, right? That's what Reb Meir say. First Pesach mechuyev. Second Pesach option. Shan Yehisha Davar Misuyam. No. Rabbi Yosef HaKohen was a famous guy. He was coming, and he was in the newspapers. Rabbi Yosef and family come to do Pesach Sheni. Right? And everybody's going to see his wife doing Pesach Sheni. That's going to lead to trouble. Why? Because people are going to think, oh, Rabbi Yosef HaKohen's wife's doing Pesach Sheni? I didn't realize that women are obligated in Pesach Sheni. Oh, wow. Okay. News to me. And the following year, when Pesach Sheni is on Shabbos, they're going to do it even on Shabbos, and it's voluntary. They can't do that on Shabbos. So that's why. Because he was a famous man, there's different. The Rabbanan didn't want to let his wife bring the karban. Right? And that makes sense with the Lashon. Shani Yish HaDavar Mesuyam Shema Yikava HaDavar Chova. Right? Maybe it will become Chova, and that was the problem. Meaning, even though generally we would allow a woman to do a mitzvah that she's Petura from, but not always. Not always. Right? Sometimes there are other factors. There are other factors involved. Right? Classic case, Tefillin and Tzitzis. Tefillin and Tzitzis. Right? Tzitzis, we do not allow a woman to do, because now it's Begadish. Pegadish, one of the reasons that that we wouldn't allow women. What about tefillin? So the Shulchan Aruch already says women shouldn't, right? Even though it's his mom, grandma. There's no problem with a woman sitting in a sukkah, women hearing shofar, women shaking a lulav. There's no downside. But the poskim talk about tefillin's a downside. There's a downside by tefillin. Why? Even men, as we know, even men used to wear tefillin all day. Right, and we chiseled it down and chiseled it down because we can't have kavanah, we can't keep a clean body and a clean mind. So we chiseled it till now. Okay, we only wear by shacharis. That's even a mystery why we don't wear tefillin by mincha. We're davening anyway, so put tefillin on by mincha. Right, that's a big mystery why we don't do that. But nighttime there are days that say at night we might fall asleep or shema yafiach b'hem. But so we wear by shacharis. So that's the minimum. You know what? Ein breira, because we can't get away with less. Men have a chiyuv to wear tefillin. Women don't have a chiyuv. So if they don't have a chiyuv, then they shouldn't, because you don't do a mitzvah with a risk if you don't have a chiyuv in that mitzvah. Don't have a chiyuv in that mitzvah, right? And that's the. It's also just reminded me. There's a Briska Rav. The Briska Rav says that there's a pasuk that's very hard to understand in Parshas Toldos, where Rivka Imenu goes and says, "Lama ze anochi." Lama ze anochi. Right? If she's having all this pain in childbirth, in labor, in pregnancy. Lama ze anochi, why am I? What does that mean? All different pshatim of the Rishonim. Lama ze anochi. So the Briska Rav says she was having all this pain, and maybe she even foresaw that Esav was going to come out. So the Briska Rav connects this to Brachas Dav Yud. Remember Brachas Dav Yud? Chizkiyahu HaMelech is on his deathbed, and Yishayahu HaNavi says, "Nu, what's going on?" Chizkiyahu says, "Why am I dying?" Yishayahu HaNavi says, "Why? Because you refuse to have a child." Right, which basically means no more malchus based David. Chizkiyahu says, "But I see my son's going to be Menashe. Menashe is going to avodah zarah and murder, and he's going to kill his own grandfather, Yishayahu HaNavi." Meaning you, he didn't tell him that, but he was going to be terrible. So what is Yishayahu HaNavi say to Chizkiyahu? Right, Padi kashir rachman alam alach. Right, the hidden things of God are not your business. My demifkedis yibay l'chol ha'mevid. What you are commanded to do, you have to do. Meaning ein breira. You have a mitzvah peruvu. So the Briska Rav says, that's what Rivka was saying. Im kein lama zanuchi, I'm a woman. I'm not chayv in Peruvu. So I have more flexibility. I don't have to do this mitzvah. So now the Chacham say, tefillin, women don't have to do. If there's ever a downside, there's more flexibility. Okay, so here too, there's a downside according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. But Rabbi Yonah says, even according to Rabbi Meir, because he was a famous person, we didn't want people to get the wrong impression that it was a chova for women. And don't we have other examples of this? Of Chachamim doing this, Lochein Savarnon Meimar. Don't we have this based on the Mishnah Meseches Menachos? The Mishnah Menachos there talks about based on what our Mishnah says. Remember, our Mishnah says somebody brought Bikurim before Shavuos, and they said, "Sorry, we don't accept it." But in the Mishnah there in Menachos, you know what it says? That's only the Nachatchila. Kodem L'shtei Alechem Lo Yavi. You shouldn't bring Bikurim. Them Hevi Kasher. Wait a minute, that's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, right, that those family wanted to bring Bikurim, and Anshe Hart Svuim wanted to bring Bikurim before Shavuot, they didn't accept it. The Mishnah Menachos says they could accept it with the Eved. No, Shan Yehisha Dever Mesuyim, Shemi Kavar Dever Chova. Same thing, those Svuim people, right, they were famous. So if you allow it, people would think, Bikurim are brought before Shavuot, I didn't realize. Spachuyiv, again, it could lead to borrow the language of the Marshal that we mentioned a couple of days ago, it could lead to a Ziyaf HaTorah. It could lead to a falsification of understanding. So therefore, you can't. And also another example, V'lokein Taninan, didn't we learn a Mishnah in Meseches Temura? Meseches Temura. Right, remember, our Mishnah says you can't bring Bechor, Behema Tahora from Chutz Laretz. What did it say in Temura? If you did, okay, we'll take it. V'im lokein Taninan bo Tamim and Yikravu. Right, so same thing. Yikravu, you're going to be makriv them against our Mishnah. Shan Yehi, Shadavar Mesuyam, Shem Yikav Adar Echova. The people here in our Mishnah were famous, and therefore, that's why they weren't accepted. Right, the Ben Atitas family that brought it from Bavel, they didn't accept it. You could say, what's the Raya? Why are all these names mentioned in the Mishnah? We have to know the Ben Atitus and the Tzvuim. That's the point, according to this Gemara. These were all famous people, and that's why they didn't accept it, because they didn't want people to be misled, even though technically they're not doing anything wrong. Vayter, what did the Mishnah say? Ariston having bichurim me'apamya v'kiblim menu. Ariston brought bichurim from Apamya, which was a place in Syria, and they accepted it. Taman taninan, ein mevi'in truma mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. One second. The Mishnah says, we had in trumas, that you can't even bring truma from chutz la'aretz. V'yavu bichurim, you could bring bichurim from Chutz Laretz, right? If we don't allow, right? If we don't allow, even more kedusha. So if you don't allow truma, for sure you shouldn't allow bikurim, right? That's what the Rasirlio says. Truma de'ein bashum carbon v'lo boy mechitza. Truma has a lot. Doesn't it go have a carbon with it and doesn't need to eat in Yerushalayim? Ein mevi'in v'afil b'di'evet u'bikurim de'chamiri de'boy tznufa v'agasha. Bikurim has all the other halachas. You have to wave it. You have to put it in front of the mizbeach that you can bring. And he quotes the Lashon from Chazal. Yatziva ba'ara v'giyor b'shmei Shemaya. Right? The native is on the ground and the convert is all the way up in Shemayim. So much higher. Right? That's the Lashon that it should be the opposite. Answer. Amar Rav Oshia, no, there's a difference. There's a reason why truma is worse to bring from Chutz Laretz. Why? Bikurim b'achrayas habayilim. Bikurim, if I have bikurim in my yard, it's my achrayas to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. I have to take it and schlep it and bring it. Truma, eina b'achrayas habayilim. Truma, no, I'm offered truma. I have to go find a coin to give it to. No, the coin comes to me, knocks on my door. Or he comes to the granary. Right? It's not my job. The Kohen is going to be the one that's looking after finding the Truma, not Bikurim. So we don't want Kohanim running out of Eretz Yisrael. Right? So therefore, Bikurim, there's no issue. Bring Bikurim from Chutz Laretz. Okay, that's not going to lead Kohanim. Im Omer Atkein, but if you say that you could bring Truma from Chutz Laretz, the Kohen's going to go, oh, I'll take that. And we don't want the Kohanim to go to Chutz Laretz, be Matami to Maseretz Amim, Afein Maratvin Lacharei L'Sham, right? They'll run after, and we don't want that. We don't want the Kohanim. We don't want anybody leaving Eretz Yisrael, but especially the Kohanim with Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, and that's why. That's why the Kochav Miyakov, one of the Sfarim in the back, says, oh, this seems to be against the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef says, if you amafrish Truma or Chala, it was Chala, what was his case? Let me just see the last page here. Right, he said, the Birkei Yosef quotes that if you're amafrish Chala, and then it got lost, you have to be amafrish another one. We don't paskin that way. We're not a Chayeb Achrayas. Right, Abachai Bachrayas, he quotes, he goes through Chala and Bikurim and Truma. Generally, Bikurim, it's ours until we bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's our Achrayas. But Truma is not, as the Gemara says here, Truma ain't a Bachrayas, and therefore we have to make sure that the Kohanim don't go out, and therefore Chazal didn't make such a law by Truma, only by Bikurim. Bikurim are not allowed, while Truma is not brought from Chutz Laretz, while Bikurim would be able to be brought Meikra Din from Chutz Laretz. So Hadron Alach, Shtei Nashim, Slikam Mesechas Chala, amazing Mesechta, all about not just the Chiv of Chala, but it gave us a window into many of the other mitzvahs, and with Hashem, we pick up with a whole new world. The last couple of Mesechtas, right? Shumas Maisus, Maisur Sheni, those three were a unit, but even Chala is called the Truma. Arla is very different. Arla is going to be a new world, Beth Hashem, and then finally Bikurim, a couple months, until we, Beth Hashem, are Zocha to finish Zeraim. Okay, we'll stop here.